good. Thank you everyone for coming. It is 8:09 and today's agenda is we have first attendance, and attendance question is
only
would
have been thinking about this for the first 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I just blame it on me, huh? have you registered to go to the holy event on Sunday? I had RSVP'd. What's your favorite summer activity?
Senator Boyden. Senator Carlton Sather. Senator Durbani.
Going to the beach.
Senator Hannon. Senator Leininger.
Anything else?
Senator Olson. Senator Sullivan.
I love hand showers.
Senator Johnson. Senator Jorgensen. Senator Lynn. Controller Arshad. Health and Housing Chair Carrillo.
Letting other people grill me food because
dinner's at the patio.
Finance Chair Petros. Student Academic Affairs Chair Concepcion.
Going to Discovery
Chair O'Neill.
Hanging at the cabin.
Co-President elect Villarreal.
Not doing
it. Co-President Lamberty.
Just get
Alyaskar.
Mangoes.
Oh. Activities?
You guys are missing. Hey, we still have less. Public relations chair Anderson.
Making bagel sandwiches at the farmer's market.
Nice. With that, we have more. Next approval of the first one is from the ethics committee.
First one deals with have a student advisory board called MAPSIS, and we is the way that it is sort of delegated in the bylaws makes it not super conducive. Being on the MAPSIS board, but currently one of them is required to be there. And then, so this would just change the way that they're delegated, one for co-president and one for Senate Speaker, to the co-president needing to nominate two students to serve as the state representative on the MAPSIS board at the first full-time meeting of the year. So essentially it would create, it would make it so that the person who is on the board would be more enthusiastic about on it because it would be someone who chose to be there and who is, has been nominated for their interest in that field.
Ron has any questions for Amos?
Is your intention that the nominees would come from the Senate body, or is your intention that it would just be any Gustavus student who's interested?
The intention is from Student Senate. Because there's a committee, I would say probably 90-95% are Student Senate members, co-presidents.
It might be just a funny thing to actually get in there. Two students from...
I would say I don't want to be super limiting in that someone who isn't on Student Senate but is super enthusiastic about this sort of work can't be on it, but by nature of it being something self-selected, more likely to be a Senate member. Like, that's out.
Say it otherwise, 3 years from now, when none of you are sitting around this table.
Because that way you do have Student Senate leadership, but then it leaves it open for.
Yeah.
There you go. I was just about to ask, are you fine with it? Just being friendly.
At the end,
I don't know if I miss it, but would Denali any form that we would want to nominate them? Like, we could make an application, or we could just be like, hey, you.
Simply, you turn to the person next to you and being like, hey, want to be on MAPSIS? Or it could be you publicizing. So the next one looks at ad hoc chair duties because in the bylaws app. So this pulls a lot of differences are that ad hoc chairs, it specifies that they have to report with the full Senate at the first full Senate meeting of each month. And then would determine whether we needed an ad hoc committee. We would also try and determine ad hoc chair would then nominate a student at large for the committee to be confirmed by some. For this amendment, we would also change it so that ad hoc committees do count as a committee credit. So it'd be yeah.
An I.
Be pretend like that is meant to be open ended. It means that we. Responsibilities for regular standing committee chair. It just means that you to conduct the regular business of your committee, you are required to do it.
Other questions?
What are faculty reports really about, what should we gain from them, and this seeks to be focused on what we're actually gaining from faculty reports. And so it says specifically that it would the faculty both standing and ad hoc via a set of questions to be determined by the administrative director. And so that just
would that make it
more difficult to get actual a lot of professors don't actually know about like our ad hoc. Less of a set of questions, but rather to a faculty member and be like, hey, this is what we've been up to. What are your questions or concerns about the Senate in that semester, but not leaving it so open-ended where the faculty might just I think that prompting is that we give them a list of all of the committees and say, what do you think? It's more could be more in like how should student senate focus on being more environmentally sustainable, like you know.
Vote for all three of them.
Can I ask a quick procedural question? I never remember. Something, and when do we get to pass it right away the first time it's appeared before the body?
It's constitutional amendments.
Thank you.
Say aye.
Aye.
All those who oppose, any abstention? We can go back to your agenda. Next, we have a committee update from Finance.
So Finance Committee has one last mid-year allocation it would like to present. With our diversity committee and ICC to put on a Holly event this coming weekend, and they were waiting from us. So the budget they proposed with us is covering half the total cost. Official recommendation that we fund the entire $859.50.
That's all there is. Yeah. All in favor.
Yeah. Any discussion?
I heard the large religious gathered cultures from a perspective, so as a focus budget.
And I was just gonna say the same thing, dude. Seeing none, we'll move to a vote, but this vote will be a little differently because we're breaking a bylaw. So, we have a committee update from Hessen Housing.
Yes, this update is brand new as of this evening. The official presidential life office who's going to communicate with the head of maintenance about getting new vacuums.
Bless you.
Oh, we had a chart that we never got to show. Can you pull up the
This one?
Yeah. Ben and I made this graph. So on a scale, we took two basically the most essential questions. How well does your vacuum work? So you can see all, which is ranking an average lower than 2.5 on a scale of 1 to 10 for
the
desire for new vacuums, reaching almost 10 as the average. But all the averages are pretty high. The lowest need seems to be in
I see
the contrast between the two lines. It's not exactly showing positive.
That's a question.
Yeah.
So are you going to just give vacuums to those who, like, you've known that they need the most? Are you going to...
In the hands of maintenance now. So we're gave them the data, and then Anthony's going to figure out this, but now that they have the actual data, they can see, all right, these are the things students are complaining about. These are the solutions we have. That kind of stuff. They can take that data. Like, there are hundreds of vacuums on campus, right? Because there's so many.
That would be good.
Vacuums have been changed to see if there was actually a difference.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a really good idea. Enough,
and then hopefully people will be satisfied.
That is next.
Over on the agenda, we have budgets.
Yes. So you all should have gotten an email from me. We'll review and pass tonight. I don't know if you can show it. These are... a roll call vote, and they are all content with the recommended figure as any last minute disputes. We can vote to pass it. That would have fit into this, but I did not hear back from the clubs when I prepared this, so for next week. I don't think we ever do that. Okay, give me a second. I got it.
Oh, is that?
Yes.
Than they asked for.
That is a mistake. It was supposed to be the same. Their 4,000 cap is related to lodging club retained equipment, or if they have a coach or other miscellaneous charges.
Does IGS because, like, I see Tri Sigma on there,
mm-hmm.
Sigma, Sigma, Sigma. So then are they not a part of the block?
Sorry, those more like the academic ones.
Yes,
the,
yeah, they're the academic.
So, yeah,
because
that's a fraternity.
Yeah.
So
really,
yeah.
Yeah. To my knowledge, yes.
And then did you guys...
It was on a variety of things. With them specifically, they didn't provide documentation for a lot of their expenses, so we don't. Furthermore, we don't fund scholarships for clubs, and part of that requested amount. And then lastly, with that one specifically, for normal clubs, that amount. $500, not $4,000 like club sports. So that's where a difference in their requested versus recommended was again.
Finance their shit. Because this is a big chunk of.
I cannot offer any kind of light why other groups didn't ask for that high of an amount. For anyone that's interested in going on it. So a portion of that budget is to fund that trip up to $1,100. For those unfamiliar with fly fishing, the equipment used is quite expensive. Possibly interested in it, but not financially capable of buying into the equipment themselves to come and use it.
Do you guys need a minute to let down?
I just wanted to say that considering that none of the clubs or organizations have any disputes with the amounts allocated, I should think that we're doing what our student body would want us to be doing by giving them the money that they
Any further discussion? We'll move to a vote. All those in favor of approving?
Oh, this one's a flat vote.
No.
No.
So then.
This is passed. It's a single budget. Since it's all, instead of going one by one through them.
So then,
yeah.
All those in favor of approving the budget?
All the block budgets, again, are content with their current recommended figures. Service learning. Finance Committee's official recommendation that we fund the underlying organizations of the club. This year, we're only funded for, I believe, Humanity, which we reviewed this year as a mid-year. And again, it's in Finance Committee's official and overall estimated budget. That we should only fund a portion of their trip. Future years.
I had expressed concern that there won't be, it won't be possible to do the same. Is what the disparity is between this year that allowed them to do four trips and then the difference between.
That unfortunately isn't something Finance Committee knows. So that would be something better taken up with the community-based service learning office.
Finance.
Use money however they want to use money.
Are there any other?
Peter really benefits both the East Davis community and as well as the community surrounding us.
Question. Sorry. So the number that the blog about it, so like how did they come up with that number?
Budgets aren't required to provide any documentation. They have an entrusted East Davis faculty member that manages the funds. Ethically distribute them however they see fit in things that we would typically fund. Were those rough estimates, and it was in Finance Committee's discussion with their executive board. Other clubs that they proposed to block.
Public relations, I got it. Senator Durbani?
Aye.
Senator KSV also?
Aye.
I'm sorry.
Aye.
Senator Jorgensen? Senator Lamb?
Very similar fashion. The Finance Committee's official recommendation that we fund their entire. $32,000. This is consistent with last year's funding of $30,000. And once again, the club.
Any questions to the finance committee? Seeing none, make move. Again, and it's the same. Senator Boyden?
Aye.
Senator Carlson Sather?
Aye.
Senator Kalaniger?
Aye.
Senator Olson?
Aye.
Senator Speaker Shogu?
Aye.
Senator Johnson?
Aye.
Senator Menke?
Aye.
Senator
IGS, once again, it is Finance Committee's official recommendation.
It's like a national leadership conference for.
Senator Johnson. If we don't have any questions, we can move to our discussion.
Aye.
Senator Durbani.
Aye.
Senator King.
Aye.
Senator Leininger. Senator Speaker Schulze.
Aye.
Senator Solomon?
Aye.
Senator Timon? Senator Menke?
Aye.
Senator Lamb?
Aye.
Passes.
Once again, Finance Committee's official recommendation is we fund their entire $8,100 requested amount. And once again, they are content with our.
Bikes are going to keep us.
Where?
At London. To talk to Carrie.
In response to a previous question, I help students complain a lot about like a walkie seat and they have to be repaired a lot. So, yeah. And then we only have like six right now, and that's like to replace one.
Senator Johnson.
Do most SNL nights.
These are like the low budget SNLs that are just amazing that we have the kind of participation that like does their SNL, like they spend three times that amount.
Do you know what like the number?
Quick question for the fine set. The requested amounts, are they like very
the amount was just about $7,000, and the difference is basically buying the new bikes and maintaining.
So do we have seven
bikes?
Senator Johnson.
Looks good to me.
Senator Boyd. Senator Thunheim.
Aye.
Senator Ruiz.
Aye.
Senator Johnson.
Aye. Here, senior week. Once again, it's Finance Committee's official recommendation amount. Once again, they are content with our recommended figure, and this is in same amount.
Senator Johnson.
Is this for next year?
Yes.
Cool.
Senator Calcasada. Any further seeing none? Any discussion? And with that, I think I need Senator Alston Dorn.
Speakers.
Thank you. Perfect. Are there any further? Boyden.
Yes.
Senator Carlson Sather. Hanger. Senator Olson.
Aye.
Speaker Shugel.
Aye.
Senator Solomon.
Aye.
Aye.
Senator Menke.
Aye.
Senator Lim.
Aye.
With that, that's a tough job. Well, we'll move back to the agenda. Dr. O'Neill.
I looked into the, or I sent an email about the Wi-Fi and got a great charged it, but he responded to the questions about Pittman, ILS Center, and he had a few questions, so it would be great if you guys could read that. Yeah.
Issues or Wi-Fi like connection placed like geographically?
I think both.
Let's do the tech check. Any questions? Seeing none. be discussed? Seeing none, any new business? Seeing none, we move to announcements. Senator Colin Savage.
And that's that recently I had a waste summit with James Dante as well as a bunch of other collaborators across the campus. And we've been working hard with our collaboration. Also, now a member of PSIC, the presidential member of the state council, been working with them through that. And Senator officially is like a name is in the movement.
Thank you, Shoga.
Oh, conferences this weekend for track at St. Thomas. So if you're in the cities, you should really go. We're a lot of fun. Send you guys all the live stream links. How are you?
Co-President Lamberty.
I guess there's a lot of announcements. Next week is our Senate banquet on Tuesday. And then the student athlete banquet. Our meeting is going to be with the banquet on Tuesday. It's going to be a whole fun ordeal. So Tuesday, 7 o'clock, Senate banquet. If you haven't gotten your food, like if you have limitations for food, please let me know. And I hope you're all there. It'll be awesome and fun. And dress nicely.
So, three things. Thing number one, did everybody finally pay you for their apparel, Kylie? If you're one of the losers who hasn't paid Kylie for the apparel that you ordered, get up and pay out. And Kylie, quit being nice and send an email reminder to the people who haven't paid you so that you don't have to graduate from Davis with less money than
I will. I just made less money already.
Good job, Chanel.
As cheap as the school is.
number two. I don't remember what two is, but number three is on Wednesday, I will send out to the whole student body invitations to apply to serve on one of next year's faculty committees, college committees, and board of trustees committees. And so I would so greatly appreciate it if you would say to capable peers that we need really strong students to serve in those capacities. Most of them are like once a month or maybe like the faculty meetings might be max twice a month, and some of them are only like three times a year meetings, so it's not a huge time commitment. It's a really big deal. And then I would also encourage me and all of you that aren't graduating to thinking about applying for one of those. The people who are going to be the people who will be selected to serve, this body confirms that roster so that they're officially Senate appointed, even though guys don't actually do much with this. But anything that you can say to your capable leader peers about paying attention for that announcement, I'll let it come out of my mouth. Oh, I'm so sorry. I can't remember what thing it is.
Thank you so much for coming to Senate Day. Even though it was a little off-time, but we hadn't really met the quorum because it was important stuff. And same with the next meeting. I know it's going to be on a Tuesday. Maybe it might not go well with your schedule, so please let Administrative Director Rinky know if he can't make it well before. Don't do it the day off or the day before. And it'll be fun. It's a banquet. Free food, free dinner. And sign up for the whole event. It's going to be a fun event. Thank you. Senator King.
Come see Title Indeed the weekend of May 18th, so May 17th.
So come and support him. It's really hard. Revolution and a story from the life of Frederick Douglass. It will be held at 5 p.m. Nolan. May 9th. DEEP is looking for a new exec board, so if you guys are interested, apply. May 12th, FASO is their block event, 1 to 3 p.m. behind Southwest. May 7th. Community Department Spring Concert at 3 p.m. in Depot, May 20th, 224 Southeast Asian. And that's it for the sound announcement. Also, if I...
And apparently, once you're added to the seminary list, can you send this document, all the announcements? Becky?
Yeah, so the second announcement was the budget that you guys just passed. Hours and hours and hours of this body's time. And I always get to this. Stars for how much work the finance committee puts in on the front end. Like, I just never want Senate to lose track of the fact that the methods that you're using now, thank you, finance committee, for making that possible. Ooh.
Just a small announcement that Interpol Counselor Interpol is being put on by different health councils around campus, so you should come support.
Today, for the from the political science department, it's the Lindau Scholar. Probably gonna be really good. Any further announcement? All your lights in the back table that you are.
Yeah.
Hey, why is the student senate alias not student? I just sent an email to that, and Gabe Steinman got it.
Let's see.
I just am not. Yeah, I mean.
Oh, on the actual thing.
Yeah. Either I put in my email.
If you had time, knowing you.
What are you?
I did. I'm the third person.
37.
Oh my gosh.
Administrative control.
Yo,